With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's pick to lead the Bureau of Labor Statistics now suggesting suspending the monthly jobs report. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After last month's dismal jobs numbers, the president fired the head of the BLS and has nominated Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni. Earlier this month, Antoni told Fox News that job reports should be issued quarterly instead of monthly. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the hope and the plan is to continue publishing monthly reports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Anguished pleas from parents, confused police officers, and the horrifying scene that emergency crews found when they once got inside the classrooms at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, 3 years ago. Newly released records surrounding the massacre showing the failures involved one of the worst school shootings in American history. On that day, 19 children, most of them 8, 9, 10 years old, were killed. Also, two teachers died that day. Transgenderism is emerging as a major battle line in next year's midterm elections. We have more on the story now from Washington correspondent Bob Agnew.
In the Virginia governor's race, Republican Winsome Earle Sears castigates her Democrat opponent, Abigail Spanberger, for approving biological boys in girls' locker rooms. In Georgia, a GOP ad takes aim at incumbent Senate Democrat John Ossoff as it shows a male basketball player knocking a female player to the ground. The announcer says, quote, "Man-to-man defense isn't woke enough for Ossoff." Ossoff's seat is seen by Republicans as perhaps the most likely to flip from blue to red as the GOP seeks to hold and even expand its Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. A work of art has been restored at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy.
Christ on the Water by Hunter Wood has been the focus of a lot of contention recently. Ever since World War II, the gigantic painting of Jesus rescuing sailors at sea hung quietly in the school's main administrative building. But during the Biden years, it was challenged by a separation of church and state group and removed to the basement. With the changing of the guard in Washington, however, the painting is now being brought back up for display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools all across America. Indiana currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to help and provide services. Florida passing a law in 2024 to allow schools to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. This is SRN News. National correspondent Ben Thomas reports on a rare sighting of a manatee in New England waters.
They prefer to be off the coast of Florida and the Gulf Coast, and they venture as far north as the Carolinas.
Nadine Lysiak at the New England Aquarium says manatees have not been spotted so far north in about a decade, but she notes the warm waters of the Gulf Stream.
A manatee could potentially kind of ride that warmer current system and find itself further north.
Isaac cautions manatees are a federally protected species, so it's illegal to touch them or approach them closely. I'm Ben Thomas.
ExxonMobil signing a deal to explore an area near Trinidad and Tobago for oil and gas. Government officials say the search will take place off of Trinidad's east coast. Officials also say green energy deals right now are not a part of this deal, and probably never will be. More details at srnnews.com.